Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Just before the show, Stephanie Apstein was able to join us, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. I asked her how it was going now that they are cracking down on doctored baseballs.
It's gone somewhat smoothly with some sort of high profile issues, and I think that's about what I expected, that for the most part everybody would be okay with it, and then there would be a couple of incidents. And that's usually, I guess, how this stuff goes, right?
What are the incidents? What are the high-profile issues you're talking about?
Well, there was the Max Scherzer issue yesterday. That's really the one I'm thinking of, where he didn't really take very well to his final check, and he seemed pretty upset about that. And I think that will probably happen at times, that depending, you know, if the manager asks for it, depending on the pitcher, the manager, there are, I think, probably a lot of factors there, and I could see a few more times that something like this happens where the pitcher sort of loses his cool.
I missed the Scherzer incident. What happened?
He had his two regular checks, and then the opposing manager asked for an additional check, and he sort of had a meltdown about it on the field. You know, he was like all but getting undressed to try to prove a point he really did not appreciate.
Sort of like a TSA thing.
Yeah.
They ought to have a sort of sticky substance wand that they can just, you know, run all over your body like they do at the airports. How often is a player checked, and how much leeway does the opposing manager have in that?
Well, the opposing manager is still allowed to ask whenever he wants. And then in terms of the sort of umpire-directed checks, I don't know that there is officially a number. Every pitcher is supposed to be checked, and starting pitchers so far have been checked twice.
And nobody's been caught. What do you suppose that tells us, that it wasn't as bad as we thought, or everybody has stopped cheating?
I think it's closer to the latter. I think the league really did not want to catch anyone. They wanted players to just knock it off on their own. And so that's why you saw this sort of drip of information about what the crackdown would look like. I mean, at the beginning of the season, they started warning them that they were going to pay attention. And then 3 weeks ago at this point, they announced that they were going to proceed to enforcement. And then they started explaining what the details of that would look like. Their hope was definitely that players would cut it out on their own.
Yeah.
And so far, that appears to be the case.
You know, the penalties for using steroids or performance-enhancing substances is pretty severe, and yet guys still get caught. You almost believe that if it's just a 10-game suspension, that guys will eventually get caught as well, but that hasn't happened yet.
That's right. I do think that I don't think that it is now a 0% usage rate across the league. I think probably people have the sense not to be open about it, especially during this first week of enforcement. But yeah, I would think as the season goes on, they will start to use it more again, and the question will be how strict the umpires are and how diligent they are in catching it.
It makes you think about unintended consequences, though, a little bit, in that if the pitchers don't have the stick on the ball, they're not able to cheat as much, but they're also not able to control the ball as well. And some batters are fearful that now they're going to get hit more often because pitchers will be throwing a slipperier baseball.
I've definitely heard that argument, although more from pitchers than from hitters. And I think that's true to some extent, but probably I don't think it's a huge factor. I think the bigger factor is that the way the game is played now is very north-south rather than east-west. You know, they're going up, and so they are running into hitters more often that way. I mean, they already are hitting them. They were hitting them constantly with sticky stuff. So it's possible that they will just hit them more without it. But the league does say that it thinks there will be fewer hit batsmen. It didn't explain why it thinks that.
Well, I don't know anything about what it must be like to be throwing a ball at that velocity with that spin rate. But we've all held a baseball in our hand and thrown it, and I've never thought of it as especially slippery. When I pitched wild, it was because I was a wild pitcher, not because I'm throwing a marble out there, right?
I do think some of these balls are very slick, and I think it depends on the condition, the weather conditions. I mean, guys talk about Arizona being really challenging because it's so dry. So I think in some cases it probably is pretty slick, but in those cases, I think they're going to have to come up with something to do here, which in some cases will be just throwing that ball out of play and asking for another one. mm-hmm. and in some cases will be probably trying to take a little bit off the throw to be able to command it.
The spin rates have gone down, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
And I wonder if that's really the purpose of this. The idea isn't to protect the batters or to slow the spin rate of a baseball. Who cares about that? The idea is to see an increase in offense, right? We're trying to produce more runs per game, correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I wonder if it's too soon to tell if it's having that sort of effect.
I think it probably is too soon to tell because spin rates do move around a little bit naturally, depending, again, on weather conditions. And, you know, some days the pitcher has it, some days he doesn't. I think by the end of the season we'll have a better idea.
Do you know Andy Mazur, former White Sox baseball play-by-play man? Has the number of runs gone up or down in the last week?
Yeah, I have no idea. But the whole concept is just it's maddening. Because they're basically saying, okay, well, offense trumps pitching at this point because of interest. Now, there's a lot of people like myself that grew up, and I would love a 2-1 game.
I know that.
I love the 2-1 game. But here's the thing. They're talking about evening the playing field, but now what they've done is they've actually put the pitchers at a competitive disadvantage.
Why?
Because you can't grip the baseball.
You can grip the baseball.
You can't grip the baseball. Because Major League Baseball continues to mess with the baseball itself. 2 years ago, it was like a Super Bowl. 2 years ago, the pitchers were talking about like it was throwing a pool cue ball. That's how slick it was, and you can't make it move. And I agree with her about the fact that, you know, batters are worried now. You can't dig in because pitchers that depend on being able to feel pitches can't feel the pitch.
You said there was another player that had a Max Scherzer type meltdown.
Oh yeah, so Scherzer had the most notable one because it was on the East Coast. On the West Coast, Sergio Romo, who was a pitcher for the Oakland A's, was getting checked after the inning. Basically, threw his glove toward the umpire.
Really?
Threw his hat, took his belt off, and then dropped his pants. Said, "You want to look? Go ahead."
Well. You know, we cut off the last minute and a half of that interview with Stephanie, so I apologize if it didn't make a little bit of sense there at the end. But I know that she and I were talking about where the players would hide substances. But last time I visited with her, she said that the guess is that 9 out of 10 pitchers in baseball, this is another baseball pitcher saying this, but 80-90% of them were doing it. They only have themselves to blame is the point. If you don't like this, then you guys shouldn't have been doctoring the ball.
See, I get that. And I get the fact that, you know, the other thing, and it's going to sound like I'm sticking up for pitchers, which is really not my intention in this, but just to kind of bring the issue out, you know, there was a directive that was kind of given to the teams, a memo was given to the teams during spring training that this might be something that they're going to do. And then you wait until the middle of the season to start enforcing it? I mean...
It is kind of random and
that's
weird.
That's just clueless. That's absolutely clueless.
The Sports Illustrated article came out, and then it was about 10 days later that all of this hit the fan. So maybe it was the cover story about the biggest cheating scandal in sports today. In fact, they likened it to the steroids. How would you compare it to the steroid scandal?
There's no comparison because baseball turned a blind eye to all that stuff that was going on. None of those guys got suspended. Everybody knew they were doing it. Some of them have admitted to it.
No one's getting suspended for doctoring baseball.
Okay, but they're going to if they get caught, they get 10 games.
Do you think that what's happening now is as bad for the game as the steroids?
It's different. It's much different.
Seems to me like those guys hitting home runs, that was cheating on another level.
Well, and it wasn't just the power. It was the recovery. You know, it was this being able to sustain yourself during the grind of 162 games. It was you recovered faster from... You know, from a week's worth of games, you were able to, you know, kind of shake that off a little bit because, you know, they were juicing a little bit. It's kind of hypocritical of baseball. This is the same commissioner that did not suspend one single Houston Astros player after it came out that they were cheating.
The garbage can thing?
The garbage can thing. I mean, the manager got it, but he's working again. The GM got fired. But they weren't fired by Major League Baseball. They were fired by the Astros because of the black eye that it put on the franchise. So there's no suspensions for those guys who cheated the game and won the World Series. And now you're gonna take Joe Blow pitcher who's been doing this for years. It hasn't mattered to anybody at this point, and now you're going to say, "All right, you're gone. 10 games."
But it is having a deleterious effect on the game. Run scoring is down. Coomer's always complaining about it.
I get that. But you know, there's a way. the guys that are cheating, you're going to know. You're going to know there's going to be something in their back pocket. There's going to be something wedged in between their glove. There's going to be sandpaper. There's going to be spider tack. There's going to be all this stuff.
But then how are you going to administer that?
But John, there's a rosin bag on the mound.
But that's to keep your fingers dry.
I understand that. There's a rosin bag on. So what are you supposed to do if you grab the rosin bag?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're sweating.
Yes. And then you wipe your brow.
You wipe your brow. Okay. So now you've got a sticky substance. Are you going to get 10 games for that? Yeah. And now you're leaving it in the hands of umpires.
Okay,
so don't get me started on that.
Well, you're not a fan then of this?
I'm not a fan of it at all because not only
you wanted to go back to where they
just
were.
Go back and doing what we were doing.
You were okay with him cheating?
I was fine with I don't really consider that cheating. Cheating if it's sandpaper, cheating if it's you're cutting the baseball, because there are studies that have shown that a scuffed baseball, with the reason that if a ball hits the dirt, it's thrown out of play right away.
Yeah.
Because if you throw a baseball, and a former Cy Young Award winner told me this, if the scuff is on the left side of the baseball,
yeah,
the ball goes right. And you can control that. You know that in your mind if there's a scuff on it. So they take that out of play. If you just have rosin and sunscreen, yeah, for goodness sakes, you're feeling the baseball. You're at a competitive balance at that point. I mean, Tyler Glasnow, the pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays, he claims, because of the directive that came out 3 weeks before the enforcement,
yeah,
he changed everything and hurt his elbow.
That sounds like a baseball player. I think some of them are pansies.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
But, you know, it's talk about pace of play, too. You're slowing a game down, too.
Oh, with these checks.
Oh, my God, yeah. You're slowing a game down.
That is an interesting point. I haven't actually seen that happen yet, but when it does, I think I will be frustrated.
I'm a little fired up.
Andy, thank you for firing it up in here.